All right, let's open our Bibles. We're going back to Ephesians, and praise God, we're in that wondrous sixth chapter, brothers and sisters. And I don't know about you, but he's right on time with me. Didn't realize this time through how much I need the whole armor of God. Well, I tell you, I just melt before him anymore. Praise his name. Well, let's go ahead and pick it up from the 10th verse again in that 6th chapter. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And isn't it wonderful, the power that he gives us? Oh, there's some power. Praise God. The treasure in the earthen vessels. I pray we know and realize how much power God has placed in us in his Spirit. Praise his name. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And that's required. If you're going to stand, you're going to need the whole armor. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And all that right there, brothers and sisters, is all of that principality and darkness that tries to get us to doubt, that tries to get us into unbelief, that tries to get us to take our eyes off of Jesus Christ. It's not about a person. It's about an enemy. It's about a devil that's out there to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And we are not caught unawares, brothers and sisters. And tonight, by God's grace, we're going to rejoice in the shield of faith. Hallelujah. So wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Praise his name. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, here we go, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And as we launch off here tonight in the 6th verse, notice here, it's above all. Above all. And you talk about the endless meaning in the Word of God. Just in these two little words, how endless and how deep it is. Praise his name. Now, above all, brothers and sisters, is not stating that this is the most important. Because, my goodness, God has just told us twice in his wonderful scripture, take the whole armor of God. Many people will try to skate over and say, well, I've got the shield of faith. Let me tell you something. It's the whole armor of God. And never forget it. So I read these words and the Spirit quickens. And this must be something very special. And brothers and sisters, we can have all truth. We can know that we are righteous. We have the Word. But without faith. Without the faith which worketh by love. And you'll find that in Galatians 5:6. Without that faith, we will never be empowered to be the warrior that God wants us to be. See, this shield, brothers and sisters, is the centerpiece of the armor. There are 7 pieces in this armor, and tonight we're on number 4. And if you know about the number 4, that's the number for human weakness. And praise be to God, that's how faith always works and always comes forth. It's when we finally realize that we are weak and only he is strong. And oftentimes, brothers and sisters, he has to get us to the point where we are beyond ourselves, where we finally have nowhere to look but up. And praise the Lord. How mercy and how grace lifts me up and says, arise, son, and take the whole armor of God. Lay hold of this shield of faith. Isn't it precious? Oh, my goodness. See, He's the one. It's His grace that enables us to pick it up. Know that. To take it from Him. He's called us. He's chosen us. Nothing of our doing, brothers and sisters. We know that every piece of the armor was given by grace. Every piece of the armor works by grace. And every piece of the armor continues to stay right where it is upon us by grace. All right. I believe that's a point that we need to take. Now, the shield of faith truly is the glue to all the pieces here. It's in the middle, as you can see, and it's holding these pieces together. Above all means to cover it all, to blanket it all. And by grace, faith does cover it all. It is what causes every piece to work effectually. And that's what believing God does, brothers and sisters. The Word, this armor, works effectually in us. And it does. But we must believe. The Word works effectually in them that believe. So without faith, brothers and sisters, think about each one of these pieces of armor. We would not believe that the loins are covered. Without faith, the breastplate of righteousness might be something that we feel that we have to earn or we have to keep somehow, or it will disappear. Without faith, the shoes of the gospel might just continue to hang in a closet. Without faith, brothers and sisters, the helmet of salvation, the sword, and the prayer would maybe be items that we thought were out of reach. And I've seen Christians get to that point, oh, I'm too wicked to pray. God doesn't hear me anymore. Oh, that couldn't be you. I understand. Oh, God, let us know it's the grace of God that has to pick us up every single time and take us on every single time. Because I don't know about you, but you know, there's sometimes I fail. And I realize that, oh, my goodness, yep, oh, wretched man that I am. And then it's wonderful even when the Lord God, and He always sustains, but where He has me soaring. And I still can look at Him and say, oh, wretched man that I am without You. It's not just when I'm soaring. It's not just when I might be down a little bit. It's Him. And it's always Him. And I'm finding how beautiful that is to know that He is my righteousness. That He's been made the righteousness of God for me. For me. And I rest in that. I treasure that. Oh, what a peace that passes all understanding. The very peace of God as it rests over my life. Praise His name. Now, in that, brothers and sisters, we know that faith is what, again, God gives us by His grace. And in a moment of believing, I'm wearing all of this armor and I'm holding forth this protective shield of faith. And then another thought of this above all, again, is that it does cover everything. Because faith is always necessary, brothers and sisters. Faith is what makes us prepared. Faith is what makes us ready. Faith is what makes us able. And how does it do that? Because this Word is the shield of faith. Do you hold it up? Praise God. Do you realize this is my defense, this is my rock, this is my protection. It's not in anything that I'm feeling in here or how good I'm doing here. It's the Word of God. Praise the Lord, the ark went before them. And praise God, here's the Word. And it's my shield. And it's my defense. And it's what makes me acceptable, praise God. It is the Word, Jesus Christ, that brings this protection to my life. And then you think how this Word is our lives, brothers and sisters. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. It's not just applicable to everything in my life. It's something that is essential and needed for everything because it is my life. It's who we are, brothers and sisters. We are not our own. It's interesting how many times in my household this is being said, especially as of late, to my sons as they're growing in the Lord. You need to quit trying to find yourself out there in that world. Let Jesus Christ be your identity. He bought you. The sooner that you find out that you are not your own and that you're His, you'll start growing. You'll start living. You'll have a peace. You'll have a rest. You'll have a confidence. You talk about how He'll enlarge your steps. Praise God. You realize that you do have hinds feet when He takes you into those high places. Oh, these are rocky crags up here, Lord. But I'm telling you, He's leading me through things right now that I never thought that there would still be a peace. I'm not kidding you. I know that's not me, God, that just sits there and says, thank you for the heavenly vision. I have absolute confidence that this is all about over yonder. This is all about my eternal wealth. This is all about the exceeding riches of your grace, hallelujah, and your kindness that you're going to show to me. Man, if He be for us, who could be against us, brothers and sisters? It's so true. God has got a plan, and it is a perfect plan. Now, let it be known as we go on here that the trial or the trying of our faith is more precious than gold that perishes. And He has chosen that there in 1 Peter 5:10, it says, after ye have suffered a while. See, He's already counting it. After ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. See, He wants a completed, praise God, finished with joy work. He's going to finish the work that He's begun. You know that good work, praise His name. But He's got something that He's envisioned before He ever set a star in heaven. For us in Christ to take. That we would come forth. That when we see Him, we shall be like Him. With all. Filled with all the fullness of God. Isn't that amazing? Praise God. Do you think that His Son is filled with all the fullness of God? That we might be filled with all the fullness of God. You ever thought of that? You ever go get that cud and just sit under a tree and chew that? Huh? Yeah. He's not kidding, is He? He wants that spouse to equally and jointly rule and to reign and to share completely and equally in His glory. Glorified together with Him. I'm excited for you. I believe you believe it. I believe you're running for it. I believe finally faith has broken through you. And you're holding up that shield. And really someday, to yell, Tielio. He knows my heart in that. God, I want to sing to You. I am ready to be offered. Oh, that takes a lot of grace. But you know, He's ready to supply it for you. Don't doubt Him. Paul said, not unto me only, but to all them also, that love His appearing. I sure love that, brother. He wasn't trying to just block himself out and feeling good about himself. Look at me. Oh, no. Till we all come. He knew that that was opened by the Spirit. All men be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. That's you, and you, and you, and you. And think how He's drawn us, and think how He's brought us. Praise God, I love to be able to look around here tonight. I know most of your lives, and there's no two alike. How He's drawn us out of every kindred and tongue and nation. And how He's brought us so divinely. Because He saw your heart. You realize that He knew you. And He sought you. And He deals with you. And He led you. None of this was coincidence. This wasn't an accident. It's divine. It's divine. It's called agape love. Oh, it's just beyond. Hallelujah. How He loves us. But brothers and sisters, in case we haven't realized by now, most often God doesn't keep us from the furnace. He actually prefers to keep us in it. He doesn't like to take us around the suffering, but He chooses to give you joy as you go through it. It's a delight of His to see us walk through the valley of the shadow of death, yet all the while whistling the tune of His perfect love, which casts out all fear. And love is how this whole thing works. And I'm speaking specifically of the armor, brothers and sisters. Specifically the shield of faith tonight. Because faith, which worketh by love, and it truly is the most holy faith. And I'd like to turn over to Jude. I don't know if you recall that short study we had in that sweet little book. But turn over there with me. In Jude, and we'll go to the 20th and 21st verse. And listen to this. It's so precious. But ye, you, beloved. Listen to the husband. Listen to the bridegroom. Call your name, beloved. Huh? Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Think what He's given there. See, the most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God. See, brothers and sisters, unless we dwell in love, this faith to finish with joy, this most holy faith, truly rejoicing and praying in the fellowship with the Lord, in the Holy Ghost. Without that, brothers and sisters, there's no faith. Not the faith that is required to win Him. I'm thinking again how it's a difficult world we live in right now. It's the most trying time. I get emails often, as I did today, from a sweet parent that, can you imagine this, is having a time with a son. Oh my. And I think how timely God deals with us. That we go through these sufferings so that we can also comfort one another. Did you know that? Do you know that that's what the bride does? Oh, yes. She's encouraged of the Lord to bring that comfort through experience. And the experience of grace, isn't it? Here, let me tell you about my experience of grace. That grace is the same grace that's sufficient for you. And you, and you, and you, and you. And it's never changed. But brothers and sisters, this is an evil, wicked world. And it's accelerating at an increasing rate. And it is. Know it. And we can either despair and give it up, or we can rejoice that we live in the greatest moment of faith. The greatest moment of required faith there ever could have been. Ever could have been. Now, I've been saying that to you for about the past 5 years. How much more real is it today? You know it. Come on now. From last year, a couple years ago, let me tell you something. We do got a prayer. But without Jesus Christ, you don't got a prayer. But hallelujah. See, that's how God does it. But that's the love of God. See, without this love, brothers and sisters, we're not going to put on the whole armor of God. We're not going to be able to be encouraged to lift up and take this wondrous shield of faith. It's absolutely a requirement there. See, we have to know how much He loves us. If we're ever going to wear the armor, the plan, the purpose, the provision, the power, all for us in Christ, that's what we've been rejoicing in this wonderful book of Ephesians. God is smitten with us, brothers and sisters. Did you know that? That He is delirious in love with us. He is. And I think right now, man, do you love me, Lord? Because I got some chastening that's just been awful. I want you to draw nigh to me, son, like you've never drawn nigh to me before. And I feel like I've jumped right into His body. I went from hugging Him to just jumping right into Him. And He's Spirit, you know. Hallelujah. That precious God. Hallelujah. 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 But brothers and sisters, He's all in. And the crown He planned in ages past for us to wear, it's going to be obtained one way. It's fighting the good fight of faith. It's finishing the course of faith. It's keeping the faith. It's faith. It's grace through faith. And that is just it, brothers and sisters. This shield doesn't keep us from the battle. It keeps us in the battle. Praise the Lord, it really does. The shield of faith actually brings the battle on. Did you know that? When you take that shield of faith, God in His divine way, in His divine will, He lets the enemy know it. Have you noticed my servant Job? Come on now. Now I know some of you, and I'm not going to call out names right now. It's been precious in God, in the ministry that He's allowed me to be in of His for these past 5 years. I've seen some that have come into the church. And I remember coming in, how happy and just joyful to be around the Word of God, and how we're all just going to come in here and sing. And I remember one of the brothers is so sweet, and his sister said this as well too. Well, this is so wonderful. You got to get this out there. More people need to hear about this. When you get this out there, these people, they'll just come. They'll line up. Let me tell you something. I'll bring you up here right now. And my heart hurts for you. But there's a suffering in the way. It's not going to be any different. It's going to hurt. But it's going to hurt so good. It is. There's going to be a joy and a sorrow. There's going to be a song and a heartache. You're going to realize truly that happy are you. When you lift up the shield of faith. Oh, I know the plan of God. I know the purpose of God in my life. I know the provision that He's given. And praise God, look at the power. Look at the power. Because this is it. It's awesome. So brothers and sisters, when we hold the shield of faith, the enemy takes notice. And we know that we are afflicted, every one of us. Praise God. Bible gave us Brother Paul to preach it, didn't he? Thorns, sorrows. I think we have our own beasts at Ephesus, don't we? Pressed out of measure, despairing of our own lives. Oh my, all because you took hold of that shield of faith. Do you get it? See, God's going to show Himself faithful. You're not going to pick up the shield of faith and then He's going to lead you in a lotus land of ease. You're going to pick up the shield of faith because you're going into battle. Yep. That's why you need one. Not going on vacation. You're not going on a reprieve. Let me tell you something. We're in the last moments. We're in the last times. And there's never been a time to hold the fort, for I am coming. It's fierce. I look at those pictures of those different things like the Alamo and all of that. Now they had to finally succumb, but it's been pretty tough and pretty rough, but let me tell you something. He's coming. He's coming. But brothers and sisters, most think again that this shield is going to keep them from suffering. And I think there couldn't be anything further from the truth, because suffering is the absolute requirement if we're going to rule and to reign jointly with Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks be to God that you all know it. Thanks be to God that this isn't something that you just heard today. But I say thanks be to God because we need to be always kept in remembrance of these things, lest at any time we let them slip. Amen. Sure. See, the enemy just wants to get in there. He just wants to get you diverted just for a moment. And could it be the moment of the coming of the Lord? God help us. Not in fear. I just want to be ready for my lover. How about you? Amen. I want to be attuned to when he calls, when he taps at my window and he says, we're going. We're going. So see, brothers and sisters, that's what it takes to rule and to reign. To be glorified together with Jesus Christ, we must freely partake in the sufferings together with him. The pearl never becomes a pearl unless that sand gets in there and irritates it. I'm not going to get specific about all the things that irritate me. No, I'm just kidding. But there's got to be that grinding, brothers and sisters. A diamond never becomes a diamond without the intense pressure and heat. You know it. Amen. And then, brothers and sisters, I was thinking of that sweet little bird that Brother Hill used to talk about. The prettiest songbird that could ever sing a tune. But it only sings that tune when it shoves its breast up against a thorn. Grace pushed my body there the other day. And I don't think I've moved yet. And I don't know if he's going to move me until he come. I don't know. But I had to even get more of a vision. Grace made it even sharper. Isn't that precious? He does it for us every single day. So happy are ye when you suffer for righteousness' sake. Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God. Happy are ye when you suffer for Christ's sake. Hallelujah. So if we're looking to be comfortable as a Christian, do you know that we're never going to fly? God even shows us that through the natural, through nature. The eagles, and we've heard of that many times. Those little parents, before the baby's even born, the egg, they start building that nest. The very first thing that they lay in that nest are the thorns, the sticks, the barbs, because they know one day that's going to be required to get them to soar. You see, after they do their thorns, they put in all the soft stuff. And here comes baby, just like the ones that have come in, you know, the meeting, just like any of us when we came in, so excited and so filled with wonderment. How precious, how sweet it is to my mouth. And then when I chewed on it a while, how bitter it became to the stomach. Hallelujah. See, God knows what he's doing. If we just pay attention, it's all about us, isn't it? So there that baby is, grown so much, pushing mom and dad out of the nest. But see, all the while, from the very first, all those parents could think about was that baby taking flight. Sends chills up my spine. Because from the very beginning, all our wonderful Father ever thought about was for you to take flight. The before ordained good works that we should walk therein. Huh? Yeah. He's bringing it together. That's how he always does it. See, wealth to God is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. It's a vessel that willingly, not some fabricated thing, not something that's pretentious. God sees that afar off. And that's exactly what it is pride. But he loves a vessel that allows his grace to make them low. To realize that I'm nothing but he's everything, that I must decrease so he can increase in my life. Oh, praise be to God. And I appreciate so much how Brother Hill used to say This shield, it brings on the suffering, kind of like what we just said. But it keeps out the things that would defeat our lives of God's purpose. And you think about those things that would defeat our lives of God's purpose. See, a lot of people try to blame an event or a person, a trial. Oh, well, that's what defeated me from God's best. No, it didn't. It was your unbelief. It's exactly what it is. You can never blame anybody, brothers and sisters. Do you understand that? You can't. You only have yourself to blame. But what he's speaking of here is the things that the shield of faith keeps out is bitterness. It keeps out anger and self-pity, overwhelming despair, self-righteousness, pride. All of those things this shield protects us from. And know it fully well that it's not you. It's not you. It's Him. It's Christ in me. Christ in me. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. It's not my armor, it's God's armor. It's the whole armor of God, and praise His name, He tells me to take it. That's right. It's all Him. It's the power of His might. It's not the power of my might, because I have no power. And the little strength that I have, by His grace, if I'll have it, it's because by grace I surrendered and I said, I took it all from You. Amen. Now, as we close this up, notice it's all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Not some, not just a few. All. Even the things that you think you can't get through. Even the things that you think will or are defeating you. It says all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Amen? Amen? Come on now. See, remember when we talked a few weeks ago about what a lie is? It's not the truth. And really, a lie never happened. See, your mind will never wrap around that, will it? But you know your heart will. Because in Him, there is no darkness. It's just light. And when He tells me by His grace that this is an all-sufficient shield, that nothing can come against it, that not only... I was thinking of those shields that these Roman soldiers had. They could get under them as those arrows would come and they would hit the shield. If you read our scripture here, it says that these fiery darts, it quenches them. Sure it does. But if you go on in the Word of God, it says that they even fall away to the wayside. They didn't even reach you. That's how powerful this shield is. Now that's some power, isn't it now? See, he's just shooting, trying to hit something, and it ain't even getting here. Praise God in that shield of faith. You got to know these things, brothers and sisters, how God keeps us. See, all the fiery darts is all of them. More than conquerors are we through Christ who loved us. Heartache, sorrow, prison, stoning, forsaking, shipwreck. Brother Paul did all of those. Nothing can penetrate this shield. By faith, optimism abounds and pessimism is kept out. Fear falls helplessly to the ground, and all that remains is the perfect peace that passes all understanding. Because faith, brothers and sisters, makes us not ignorant of the devil's devices. Do you realize that when you hold up that shield of faith, things get so clear, don't they? I know that's of the enemy. Well, that stinks. Let's just keep walking in the Spirit, Lord. And I won't fulfill any of these lusts of the flesh because You're for me. Amen. Hallelujah. See, you've got to take that shield of faith. Here it is. It's your shield. It's the Word of God. More than conquerors. What do you think that means? Well, all I know is that you either won or lost. Well, see, in Christ, there's even more than a winner. You got to realize this. This is supernatural. This is beyond anything I could ever ask or think. Huh? Dream? Think about? And only the Spirit can give me understanding in this. Praise His name. This is the exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. God, we know that. So, Brother David, he speaks more of the shield than anyone in the Word of God. Did you know that? And I thought about him and I thought, praise God, he needed so much to be that full overcomer in Christ. I was thinking about that sweet brother and the trials that he had. And after he knew he was so divinely called of the Lord and all of the miracles that God had wrought in his life and the blessing, calling him the man after God's own heart and the singer and all of the things. And yet they're failing so miserably with Bathsheba. And then trying to cover that up by being so smart to bring back her husband. Well, you go on in with her and then, you know, you won't know that it was my baby anyways. And then when that didn't work, it got even worse. And he says, well, I guess I'll just have to have this guy killed. But then maybe the worst of it all was after that. He takes her to wife. Maybe showing what a great guy he was. And how merciful he was to take this woman in. I've been there. And let me tell you something, it's a guilt that unless he divinely comes in, you'll never let it go. And that's why this brother had to talk about this shield over and over and over. There was a lot of guilt that had to be overcome. Sorrow, can't even imagine. But you know, in Christ we do. And obviously He's faithful to bring us this way. But here He says it 16 times in the psalm. But Thou, Lord, art a shield for me. Thou hast also given me the shield of Thy salvation. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Take hold of the shield and buckler. The Lord is their help and shield. And on and on. And you remember a moment ago that we rejoiced that this is our shield, this Word. Well, yes, Jesus Christ is this shield. Jesus Christ, if you haven't noticed by now, He's all of the armor. It's the Word. Praise God. It's Him. It's Him. It's all about Him. God invested and put everything in His Son. And this Word, brothers and sisters, is all protective covering. And it is the igniter to victory. As we've rejoiced so many times over the years, it's the switch that knows that the power is always there. It's the faith that keeps writing them checks on that bank account. That's what it is. It's just believing God. And you grow greater in believing God. And the only way that you'll grow greater in believing God is to understand and grow in the knowledge of Him. And I'll let you in on a little secret. The knowledge of Him is love. Amen. And I know you already knew that anyways. But the shield of faith, brothers and sisters, is our vision. It sees all things with His eternal vision. It sees and trusts that nothing is hard for God. It sees and trusts that our light affliction, and let's underscore that tonight, because I know this is Wednesday, and there's no way we're going to get through the week, huh? But that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far greater eternal weight of glory. We know that. That these are the before-ordained good works that we should walk in then. It sees that this life is not about here, but it's about over there. That the man of God is not entangled with the earth's riches or the earth's education, but rather the man of God is caught up in the eternal riches of glory and in the knowledge of Him. to know Him. And to know Him, brothers and sisters, is to love Him. And to know Him is to hold the Word of God aloft in our lives. That we wouldn't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. It's just the power. Hallelujah. The Word of God is all powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Jesus Christ. The power of God. Isn't that awesome? Do you think He's got you covered? Whether or not you know it, He does. But remember how He said, that I may apprehend? Take up. Take that shield. Apprehend it. Hold that fast which thou hast. That no man take thy crown. Hold it up. Lord, you're looking for coming for me, and I'm looking for you coming for me. I'm seeing you face to face, and you're seeing me face to face. It's the shield, brothers and sisters. And that shield of faith, it protects you. It keeps you. It gives you a peace that passes all understanding, doesn't it? And you see that the enemy, see, that's what defeats him every time. That's why them darts and them arrows fall helplessly to the ground. Peace. Believing God. Not being caught unawares. Shoot, no. For a moment I thought that was getting strange there, Lord. Come on. Just for a little moment. And then I thought it not strange. Because I saw it with your eyes. I looked into my shield of faith. Hallelujah. And He said, "Oh son, I'm perfecting that which concerns you." Amen. Amen. Let's stand and be dismissed.